Hey, how's it going? And welcome back to the Baitascape. This is episode 2. Amazing. I'm so happy to be here. I really want to quickly say thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. And thank you so much for your support on the very first episode. I wasn't expecting that. All your comments and all your feedback have been so wonderful, and it's been so endearing. And I'm really happy that you're back. How's anyone's week been? Mine's been pretty interesting. There's a couple of things that we're going to talk about in this podcast that got me thinking deep, and it's gonna be a good convo. And I really hope you guys enjoy it and find it useful and insightful. Maybe I should start off by saying that this podcast will deal with adult content and explicit material. And also, too, I am not a licensed medical professional. I do not have a degree to give out therapy to anyone listening. I simply talk about the shit that's going on in my life, and I hope you guys can relate. Awesome. Let's see. What are we talking about? You guys, are you guys listening to a Chromatica album? I have that fucking song stuck in that Sour Candy song stuck in my head. Ugh. It's good, though. I'm not mad at it. I've been listening to a lot of really good music lately. What am I listening to? Oh, you know what's a really good album? The new Phoebe Bridgers album. I think it's called Punisher. It's a really sweet album. I need it. It's so calming and soothing. It's really great. Oh, and then you guys have to check out City Girls' new album. It's so ratchet. It's like the best thing. I love it so much. Yeah, let's get into this podcast. Like I said, I had a couple of encounters that happened over the week. And I hope you're not judging me in this time of social distancing. But listen, I've been social distancing and being a fucking hermit for the past 4 months. I needed to break out and try some shit because it was long overdue. Your boy needed it. So let's just go with that. And the topic that I really wanted to focus on today was the topic of your sexual expectations. It's a topic that's been on my mind for the past couple of weeks. And as I embark on this new solo sexual journey, that has been much more prevalent at the focus of my mind. Like when I'm not talking to anyone, when I'm by myself, in my thoughts, it's one that I have turmoil with in my mind, and we'll go into a little bit why that is. So I have a friend who, well, I guess not a friend, an acquaintance, I guess, I don't know. He runs a glory hole. And I, in the past, I'd gone to his place, I would say a handful of times. Fun, cool, great, got off, awesome, cool. He just recently hit me up, and I guess, was back in action because he himself was practicing social distancing and all that good stuff. Hit me up and said, "Hey, you want to swing by? I'm open for business." And I was like, "Sure, it's been a really long time. I think I need this. It'll probably be special. It'll probably be great." So I head over and, get busy. And something really peculiar happened. I probably, maybe 30 minutes into it, I completely lost interest. To the point where I became, I would say, bored. I was still active and engaged. Like, my body was physically present, but in my mind, I just completely checked out. And I was having this really difficult time trying to excuse myself from the situation because I felt so bad. After a while, I was able to just be like, "Hey, listen, this is fine, but I don't think I'm going to be able to finish." And I could hear, and this is really important, I could hear the disappointment in his voice. And I left feeling, I guess you could say I felt, I left feeling a little bit like a failure. And so, when I got back to my car, I quickly checked myself. I thought, okay, well, why are we feeling like this? Okay, what's going on? What happened? Let's do the shadow work here. So I started thinking about what I find attractive in my sex and what is it currently now in this state in which I'm living, the kind of sex that really turns me on. And I started thinking about that. I thought, okay, well, I love intimacy right now, and I love connection, and I love affection, and I love physical touch. That's probably my number one love language. Well, that and verbal affirmations. I feel like they go ahead and like they're kind of competing with each other, but I started thinking about all these things that I really want in my sex currently right now. And then I started thinking about the sex that I just had at this glory hole, and it didn't match. And I thought, okay, what the fuck? So like I went for a good time expecting to like get off. And my sexual partner was expecting the same thing. And then none of it happened. I felt bad about it. So then I started thinking about like all the sexual expectations that I ever placed on my life or on myself. And I started thinking about like all the sex that I'd watched growing up. Started thinking about like all the love stories. I started thinking about all the movies and television shows that I'd watched. And I realized that my life and my sex life isn't that now. And I started to think, well, was it something that I ever really wanted? Or is it something that's just completely changed? And you have these like weird feelings of like not being normal because everything in your life has geared you to this sex expectation of having these things that are, subliminally given to you, or not even subliminally, but like fucking straight up in your face, fed to you through media about what it takes to be like a happy person in your life. And it gives you like this weird, romanticized sexual relationship. And then what, and like, who are you when those things don't match up, when it's nothing that you ever want? Don't know. It's like it's as if like part of the envisioned life that I had for myself in terms of my sex like needs to die. Like it's like this thing that I need to put to rest because now my life has shifted in a way in which maybe I'll never want that. And did I ever want that? I don't know. Like that's where I'm at in my head. I'm just like, those things were meant for someone else, and that's okay. Like I don't feel bad about it. I just think that's not for me. And what is for me? Anyway, so there's a glory hole. Didn't have any things of the didn't have any of the things that I want in my sex right now. So like I couldn't see the guy, I couldn't touch the guy. I couldn't verbalize to him, and there was like this weird barrier between this wall, and it was just so, I don't know, lackluster. So in contrast, this same week, I met up with another gentleman, that I met on Twitter, and that was a really great interaction. And it was the complete opposite of this glory hole situation. So I met up with this person and I could see him. I could shake his hand. We could conversate. I could touch him. And it was a much more pleasurable experience. And so I started thinking to myself, okay, how are these two different? And in what way did I fully commit to this person? And I think it was two people coming together in a situation to be vulnerable with each other. Because that's what sex is, right? You're like in this safe, I would hope, safe space. And then you're sharing your bodies. So it's, you're so vulnerable with one another. And I think that was so arousing to me, like just being able to be present in this person and being able to watch him get pleasure, I thought was amazing. And I thought that, well, this is it. This is the difference. This is what I need. I think also what was so different about the glory hole interaction was that I think it was just this, like it's the idea that I'm being used for a body part, which is fine. I can get off on that too. But I think the struggle for me is determining what changed. Like what happened? What were the steps or what was the catalyst of me wanting to have this vulnerable connection with someone in order for me to fully enjoy myself. And I think that's where the work really begins, when you're able to identify these feelings and these inadequacies that you think you have about yourself. But they're not, because all sex is valid, right? I mean, I think so. I mean, yes, I'm a masturbator, so I don't believe that you necessarily have to have penetrative sex to have really good sex. But that, I don't know, that glory hole situation just didn't sit well with me. Maybe I'm thinking to myself, like, maybe I can only really get off if I feel like the other person cares about me too. Yeah, like maybe it could be this like cool, like harmonious union of like two individuals like wanting to really pleasure each other, not necessarily use each other's bodies. I think maybe it's all really just mental. Like I want to be able to like engage with the person that's like truly wants the best for me in that sexual situation, and then I myself like have the best in sex intentions for him also too. I don't know if you guys are a fan or even know of Dr. Chris Donahue. He's a sex therapist and he's written a couple of books. I suggest you check them out. They're really good if you want to learn about more sex positivity. But something that really resonated in his material was anytime you're engaging with sex with another person, like you have a responsibility to hold that person in a safe space. Like you just can't go in. Like I personally just I don't feel good when I'm going in there and just taking what I want. It just doesn't work for me. So like I take that piece of advice very seriously. Like I want to be able to, because I feel like in my experiences, anytime that I created a really safe space for anyone to be their authentic self sexually, I've always had a really fucking great time. And then the times where I've attempted to do like these weird, no, not weird, but like things that are outside of myself, it didn't resonate as much. And, you know, the sexual encounter, the other one, not the glory hole, but the other one, like, all he did was, like, suck on my foot. Oh, shit. That's funny. Yeah, that's all he did. Literally, that's all he did. He sucked on my foot, and then I baited the entire time, and it was amazing. It was probably one of the most intense sexual experiences I've had in a very long time. But the difference was that he was there. Like, I could physically see him. I could look down and watch him have a really great time. And that's sexy, right? When you know that the other person is, like, really feeling it and they're just giving it their all because they really want to be there. I think that's something really special. And I think that's the kind of sex that we all should be looking for, really, right? Like, I don't know, man. I feel like life is way too short to have really bad sex. And again, it goes back to your sexual expectations. Like, don't allow these old, archaic sexual expectations that you have of yourself to diminish the really good sex you should be having now. Right? Because you're just going to miss out on all these really wonderful, great opportunities. You know, if I still believe that I should be having a certain kind of sex, maybe I would never have experienced this really great encounter over the weekend. There's no way. I don't think people focus enough on sexual expectations. Like, you know, people are really concerned with work and, you know, family and friendships, and those are great too, but I think it's equally important to really focus on your sex life. I think that's what's so special about being human. I mean, we enjoy sex with each other, and I think that's a really beautiful way to bond with another human being. So yeah. Sometimes things change. And they should. I think that's one of the great things about just being a person. You know, you're not the same. The same things that you wanted in your 20s shouldn't be the same things that you necessarily like in your 30s, right? Isn't that what sex is about? Like, I don't want to just have sex, like, with, you know, quote unquote, you know, gorgeous people. Like, I want to have sex with all kinds of people. Like, I want to have sex that are like a different ethnicity. I want to have sex with people that are like bigger, thinner, muscular, you know, limber, shorter, taller, older, younger, you know, whatever. I think that's like, you know, that's like the fun of it all, to be able to like go out there and like meet new people, that meet people that you would never think to engage with. Maybe you want that now. And I think, like, I've certainly done it. Like, I've just held myself back because, again, like, you have these old ideas of, like, the kind of sex you should be having, right? Oh, I should be going for, like, this, like, hot, muscular guy, and we should be, like, fucking all night and then never call each other again. That's not fun for me. I want to meet someone that's, like, gonna suck my foot for a couple of hours, you know, and then take a break and like talk about politics and then go at it again and then take a break and have some water and then go at it again. Like, that's like an interaction. That's like creating an experience together, not just an opportunity to get it in. Because I don't know. That's just not my thing. And I think as baiters, you know, the baiters are true baiters that are listening to this podcast, and people who are curious to know what a baiter is, you know, will understand that that's the kind of sex that we crave. We're masturbators. We feel ourselves and we want to feel that with others. At least I do. And anytime I engage in some kind of masturbation act, you know, it's always mind, heart, and penis. Like, that's the connection to me. And for me, that's like the most fulfilling sex. Don't know. I feel like I'm way too hard on myself about this shit. Which led me to like a secondary topic, which is compassion. And that's a huge one. I think a lot of people like that, especially myself. And I know that I've gone years like abusing myself and thinking to myself that I'm a fucking freak and not normal when I should have just been really compassionate with myself the entire time. But I think that's the journey, right? That's the growing pains. That's what I wanted to say. It's all just trial and error, which is why you should be going out there. Okay, well, first of all, what you really should be doing is being inquisitive about your sexual identity. Like I've said before, it's so important to just check in with yourself first and foremost, because you're the most important person. Duh, right? Okay. It's important to just like understand that things change all the time and that you should. Whatever works for you, like record it or make a list or, jot it down, note it so you can visibly see and be like, okay, do I like these things? Have I liked these things? Have these things changed? If it's a no, well then, fuck it. You got nothing to worry about. But if it's a yes, like that's your opportunity to go out there and change it. Like that's the motive to be like, okay, well, I'm gonna go in search of the great sex that I'm supposed to be having now in my life. And that could look like so many different things. And it's really, it's really just your life and an opportunity to really fully embrace it. I feel a sense of freedom, to be honest. It's kind of like revolutionary. I'm going through this really weird phase and, I'm just like, let's have sex, man. Like, let's have the kind of sex that I want to have. Like, fuck what everyone thinks. I'm gonna go out there and get it, and it's gonna be vulnerable, and it's gonna be intimate, and it's gonna be verbal. And it's going to include lots of masturbation. And it's just going to be what I want it to be. And it feels good. Like, it really does feel like a fuck you to like anyone and everyone and like all the movies and all the books and all the bullshit that were like fed growing up of what it's supposed to look like. So it's like, this isn't what it is for me. And now I'm gonna go and get what I want. Let's get some shoes. I don't know why I thought about that when I said that. That's funny. Anyway, I think I want to end this podcast by saying just that. So I guess in conclusion, have a lot of compassion for the life that you're no longer wanting to live. And really embrace the life that you're living now. Sex changes constantly and it shouldn't be static. And if it changes for you and it's positive and it's, it fills you with joy and happiness, then I think you should continue to do that and not worry about, not worry about these weird expectations that people have of you. That's especially important for people that are in relationships. I've spoken to like so many different daters that are like in monogamous committed relationships, and they just feel stifled and challenged because their partners aren't understanding, you know, of their sexuality. So, you know, I think it's important to challenge that and have a dialogue with your partner and just really explain to them and really express the kind of sex that you'd like to be having. You know, I would want that in my relationship. I mean, do I want a relationship? I don't know. Fuck. Well, that's, I'm saving that for a fucking whole other podcast. Because, yeah, that's another thing all in itself. So have compassion for yourself, for your sexual partners, for your relationship partners, for your lover partners, any partner really. Just take it easy with yourself. Take it slow if you need to. Just try it out. I know. Be safe, of course. And just have a great time. Just know that a beater in LA fully supports you. All right, guys. We'll talk in the next one. Thanks.